Blog Talk Radio.
Does the Bible teach that women are to be subservient to men? And is this healthy for a relationship between men and women? In the news yesterday, President Jimmy Carter, and I have to say at the outset that I think whatever your political affiliation, Republican, Democrat, Independent, that Jimmy Carter has been an amazing example of service and really walking the walk, not just talking the talk. He has ministered to the poor through building houses with Habitat for Humanity. He's taught a Sunday school class for many, many years. But he has left the Southern Baptist Convention. Here's his statement that we received yesterday. Women and girls have been discriminated against for too long in a twisted interpretation of the Word of God. I've been a practicing Christian all my life, a deacon, a Bible teacher for many years. My faith is a source of strength and comfort to me, as it is to hundreds of millions of people around the world. So my decision to sever ties with the Southern Baptist after six decades is painful and difficult. However, it's unavoidable. When the convention's leaders quoting a few carefully selected Bible verses and claiming Eve was created second to Adam and was responsible for original sin, and this ordains women to be subservient to their husbands and prohibits them from serving as deacons, pastors, chaplains in military service. Well, let me let you hear a soundbite of Jimmy Carter himself.
The office up so she can have sex. This is not a rare thing, although it's against the law in most countries. In Egypt, for instance, more than 91% of all the females that live in Egypt today have been sexually mutilated in that way. In some countries, it's more than 98% of the women are cut that way before they reach maturity. This is a horrible affliction on all women that live in those countries. Another very serious thing is honor killings, where a family with misinterpretation, again, of the Holy Scripture, there's nothing in the Quran that mandates this, will execute a girl in their family if she is raped or if she marries a man that her father does not approve.
So that's a little look into his speech, talking about fundamentalism in all religions. Well, today we have a guest who is a fundamentalist, Reverend Daniel Howells, who believes that women should be subservient. The acronym for his organization is BOW, B-O-W, because he believes women should bow and be subservient to men. And here is the song that, well, you know what? I don't think I want to play his song. I'm just going to bring him on, and I think it's too insulting to women to play his ministry theme song, so I'm just going to bring him in. Brother Dan, he likes to be known as Brother Dan. Brother Dan, are you there on line one?
Yes, I am, and we had an agreement that you would play this song for our ministry, BOW, Biblically Obedient Women, as part of the verbal. You are breaking the verbal agreement we had to play my ministry song.
Okay, I'll play the song. This is the song he feels all women need to hear from the Rolling Stones. Oh my God, this is so ridiculous. From the Rolling Stones, Under My Thumb. He believes all women need to be under the thumb of the man.
Praise God. That's, turn it up, brother.
This is Richard Rossi. We'll be back to discuss, are women supposed to be under the thumb of a man according to the Bible? And we'll be back with Brother Dan from BOW, Biblically Obedient Women. And you can call into the show. The number's on your screen. We'll be back in a few seconds. Well, we're back here on Richard Rossi Live, and so going to line one, and our guest, how did you come up, Brother Dan, with the acronym for your ministry, BOW, B-O-W, for Biblically Obedient Women?
Well, I noticed this whole feminist movement the devil has been using to get women to forget their rightful place. They are to submit to man as unto God, to bow down to that man. The scripture says they are to be like Sarah, who Sarah called her husband Abraham Lord. So when my wife would be at the table saying grace, and she would say, I can't believe you want your wife to call you Lord. That's not what I want. It's not what I want. It's what the Bible wants. The Bible clearly wants this, because the Word of God says that Sarah called Abraham Lord, and you wives to do the same. So when my wife was at the table and she said, thank you, Lord, for this food, I'd say, you're welcome. And she'd say, I was talking to God. I wasn't talking to you. I said, well, according to Scripture, you're talking to me. Well, our phone lines are lighting up like a Christmas turkey. You've already, within a few seconds, triggered the call board lighting up like never before here. Do you want to take calls? Well, hold on. Let me make my statement. I want to make a statement that women are to submit to man as unto God and call him Lord. I know you've already said that. Do not interrupt me. Do not interrupt me, sir. I wanted to say that I believe President Jimmy Carter is headed to hell unless he returns to teaching the scriptures faithfully that women must bow to man.
Well, I think that's pretty egotistical and playing God to say that you are damning President Carter to hell. He has fed poor people. He has built houses for the poor. What have you done in any kind of Christ-like way?
I have founded BOW, B-O-W, Biblically Obedient Women, and I'm teaching women to find their proper place.
Well, we have a caller here on line one. Phone number 818, and I'll just give the first three digits to preserve anonymity. But you, on line one, your number is 818, then 826. Welcome to Richard Rossi Live. And who am I speaking with?
This is Apostle Evangelist Rosalind, and I'm just furious at this man. You know what? I'm going to get out my special oil that I got from Pat Robertson. If I give him a love gift, he gave us some special oil, okay, from Israel. And I'm going to cast out spirits in about a second.
This is Richard. Well, welcome, Apostle Rosalind. Why do you call yourself Apostle Rosalind?
Because I preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I don't want to hear no one saying that I have to be subservient to some man. I'm a preacher of the gospel of Jesus
Christ. Hold on. It's your brother Dan. Now listen here. That you are in violation of the Scripture. It says in Corinthians, a woman is not allowed to preach. Christ's 12 apostles were 12 men. Do you have a penis?
I do, and it's on my husband, but that doesn't matter, okay? Because the Lord Jesus said, there is neither males nor females in Christ Jesus. And he said at the end times, your sons and your daughters are going to prophesy. So that's what I do. I prophesy. And I prophesy you're going to hell alone.
You're going to hell because, let me tell you this, are you aware it says in Ephesians 5, wives, submit unto thy husband as unto the Lord.
Okay, you know what? Every now and then when my husband says, Pastor Rosalind, I need you to get down on your knees. I listen. I know how important it is for a woman to get down on her knees. Ooh, you know, keeps family together and all. Keep praying. But, you know, you are sick. That's all I can say is you are sick. I can't understand why your wife was stay with you.
Well, that brings up a great point, Rosalind. I feel funny calling you Apostle Rosalind because the title feels a bit put offish to me. But I agree with you that this is sick. And in Ephesians 5, and let me throw this out to you, Dan, and maybe you can comment, Rosalind. But that whole chapter, Ephesians 5, also talks about slaves obeying masters. And, you know, in that time, slavery was practiced. And you know, so if you take the whole ball of wax there in this whole kind of domination type of interpretation, are you saying that we should still have slaves, Dan?
Well, I tell you what, when we had slaves here in the South, our economy was great. And when you Yankees in the North broke that up, it says in Genesis that Ham was cursed to be the slave of Shem and Japheth, and you messed that all up with this Civil War, and
Well, you know, I think you are messed up yourself because you want women to be slaves. You want other people to be slaves. Rosalind, you brought up about his wife. Dan, how does your wife take this?
Well, my wife left me about 6 months ago, and I've been praying that she comes back.
Why did she leave?
She said, the devil just got into her, this Jezebel spirit, and she was not willing to submit to me. And she, the Bible says the devil is the accuser. And she started accusing me of being too, like a tyrant. And somehow this feminist spirit got into her.
What do you think about this, Nadia? I mean, Rosalind, we have Nadia on line two. Oh, I'm sorry, I pressed the wrong line. This is a Nadia on line two. Nadia, what's your perspective on this?
You know, like, these guys are disturbing. They are disgusting me, okay? You know what? I am not religious at all, you know, but if I did have some kind of spirit animal or something, it would be Jimmy Carter because, like, he's such a humanitarianism, and he's just really, like, smart and cool and stuff. And so I just think it's disturbing that these two, you know, crazy people who just probably want to go at it, like, banshees. That's what, you know, that's the tension I'm feeling. But the fact that they would, like, get off the subject of, like, a truly, he's like my American idol, you know what I'm saying? And they're getting off this court, you know, I just disgust it. I think this man is just disgusting. I think that Jesus is crazy.
Mm. Well, you know, I went to a fundamentalist college, and one of the reasons I host this show is to help people recover from fundamentalism. And I had some friends of mine, and they married guys like this, and it was like they became zombies. They lost their whole personality. I think it's very unhealthy. Are you aware, Dan, that that same chapter says that the man is to love Christ as Christ loved the church and laid himself down for her and sacrificed for her and gave his all for her? And I don't see in your ministry bow, biblically obedient women, you're not telling the men they got to really make the woman a priority and love her. You're just singling out the women. And I think that's really unfair. What about the men?
Well, the man was not the one that took that fruit, that forbidden fruit first. It was the women, like this Nadia and like what was her name, apostle. I'm not even going to call her apostle. It's too holy a word. You are no apostle, Rosalind. You are no. The apostles were 12 men, and you do not have a right to call yourself apostle. You need to submit to your man and quit this nonsense.
Rosalind, are you still with us?
Yeah, am I still on? You know, I'm thinking for my. Oh, I found it. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I have my anointing oil. Put your head against your phone so I can sprinkle this oil all over you. Father, I cast out Satan out of this man. This man who's spreading heresy and lies, Lord Jesus. You know, hallelujah, that I'm an apostle of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I
hey,
ask,
hey, you
I
stop
you
that. I don't want any of the speaking in tongues on me. I don't want any of that bad juju now. The tongues stopped when the Bible was written. When the Bible was written, that which is perfect has come, and the tongue ceased. I don't want any of that weird voodoo juju tongue stuff on me.
Lord Jesus, that devil's still in him, Lord. I know this is a tough case for you, but, Lord, you can do it. In the name of Jesus, devil, you have to get under my foot. You get under my foot right now, devil, in Jesus' name. That's my comment, Mr. Richard. Sorry for getting out of control, but he's just burning me up.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. You know, the three components of a healthy relationship are love, respect, and mutuality, partnership. And there's a poem that Eve, you know, using the Genesis story, that Eve was not taken from Adam's foot to be trampled on, but from his side to walk with him as a partner, side by side as a companion. And I think what you're preaching is very bad to women. And I respect Jimmy Carter bringing up this issue. Because a woman needs to be your partner. She needs to feel she's equal with you.
She is not equal to me. The Bible clearly says that the woman is the weaker vessel. Weak, weak, weak. Nadia, you're weak. Rosalinda, you're weak. You are weaker vessels. Face the facts.
Nadia,
and I feel like on...
Yeah, you're still on, Nadia.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay. Like, you know what? You are, I can watch my words here because I know, like, there's some FCC rules and stuff, but you are stupid, okay? Like, do you think I could preach? If I had a spirit animal and I really did have a spirit animal, could I go preach the gospel or no?
You sure could.
What's his name?
You sure could. The Bible says in the last days, men and women will have the spirit fall on them and will prophesy and preach.
Okay, then I'm going to preach about my spirit animal, okay? My spirit animal is Jimmy Carter, and that is a holy man. If you dress him up with like a hipster, they would think it's Jesus reincarnated. That's how good this man is.
Okay, well, stay on with us, Rosalind, Nadia, and Dan. We have a bunch of calls lighting up like a Christmas tree here, and let's see who we have here. We have someone at area code 646, first three digits 648. Area code 646, first three digits 648. Who am I speaking with? Area code 646.
Hi, Richard. This is Brooke Arnold.
Oh, wow. We are so honored, Brooke, that you're calling in. Brooke Arnold, our listeners remember, has been on our show. Brooke has written a bunch of fantastic articles on escaping the Duggar cult type of group was under a fundamentalist that's very similar to Brother Dan. What was the guy's name that was the big teacher they all followed that did the books? Bill, drawing a blank.
Gothard.
That's it, Bill Gothard. So
I wish more people would draw a blank on his name.
Brooke, by the way, for those of you in New York, is one of the most talented comics in New York. She escaped this fundamentalist cult of making women obedient to the men. What was it like being in that environment, Brooke?
You know, it was just very extremely controlling and extremely oppressive. And, you know, you kind of, as a woman, especially like a young woman growing up in that environment, like you really don't fully feel like a person because you're not allowed to have opinions or thoughts or feelings, that those are just kind of continuously disregarded. And so, you know, it was not dissimilar from, I think, what the kind of treatment that Reverend Hiles, I had to look at his name, I want to call him Reverend Viles.
Now, that's an insult, and you have in a spirit... You're having a spirit that is a spirit of accusation against me as an anointed man of God. Touch not God's anointed.
And what gives you the authority to call yourself God's anointed?
He came to me in a vision and said, "Do you think the
of course
vision?
He
you're,
did.
That vision. I think he needs medication, Brooke. What kind of
course
vision
he gave
did?
Him in a vision.
I think you're schizophrenic.
Well,
need medication.
God anointed him.
I love it when God.
Do you think I came up with this foul, biblically anointed women? Do you think I could come up with something that genius? That was from the Spirit of the Lord.
It's interesting how whenever God speaks to someone, they're always a lunatic, and it's always just an excuse to treat other people poorly.
Oh my God. Brooke, see, this is why you're such a great comic. You make me laugh. Oh, my God.
I mean,
oh my
this
God!
This guy is insane.
So, Brooke, you had to wear the long dresses and everything and be obedient to the
yeah.
man and know, all that stuff, huh? Well,
yeah,
you have some allies rallying to you, Brooke, that are calling in here. Let's see what they have to say. I don't know who this is, but
I'll introduce myself. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Okay.
My name is Joe. Here's Joe.
Oh, hi,
Here's
Joe.
The thing. Hi. If both of you guys are picking certain phrases from the Bible, then both of you are cherry picking. So who can tell which one is actually telling the truth?
Great question. What would you say to that, Rosalind or Nadia or Brooke or Dan? We've got so many people on now. Cherry picking a verse. I think Joe is right. I think that this guy is cherry picking the verses against the women and not applying the verses to him as a man. I mean, what do the rest of you guys think? I think Joe is a good point.
Well, not just him. How about you? If you're
yeah.
going to pick the Bible, and if she and if the women on the line are going to pick certain verses from the Bible, which verses are the true ones?
The
Excellent
ones that
point.
Go for love.
So yeah, the ones that go for love.
There's no holiness and goodness and love. If it goes against and hurts people, then you know that's wrong.
Well,
this man is just trying to hurt half the population.
Well, again, like I heard him say, and I'm an agnostic, so I don't really care about the Bible one way or the other. All I care about are fundamental. I care about fundamental logical principles. Now, I don't have the Bible in front of me. I do have a Bible, but the thing is, if he's going to take verses from the Bible, which all of you believe in, and if all of you are taking certain other verses from the Bible, which he believes in, how do either one of your parties know which one is telling the truth?
Excellent.
The one with the Holy Ghost. I have the Holy Ghost.
Well,
so
how come
he doesn't have the Holy Ghost?
Because he's preaching hate.
No, he doesn't. He's preaching that women should be obedient. Who's to say that a man should not also be obedient to his wife or to his girlfriend? When you submit...
He isn't saying that. That I could go for.
Okay, look, ask him. How do you know he's not saying that?
Well, as the host here, I want to say that I think Joe is absolutely right. I think we all pick and choose. I think he is absolutely right. I think a lot of us that have been Christians say we don't pick or choose, but I think he's right. I think we all do pick and choose. You know?
For a woman, I'm sorry, go ahead.
What do you think? What do you think, Brooke? Or what do you think? Do you think they pick and choose? Do you think Joe's right?
I think he's right about them picking and choosing, but I think the thing that he's wrong about is this idea that there's some kind of truth on this side of the argument. I think that, I guess there is some kind of truth, but the thing that I think is more important or should outweigh the truth is what kind of person do you want to be and what kind of relationships do you want to have?
How can you outweigh the truth, though? The truth does say that women should be obedient. Your assumption is that if a woman is obedient, she automatically is being abused. Now, somebody on the line was talking about how she felt that she was abused because she wasn't treated as a person, not having her own views, etc. But does that mean that if a person who is obedient to the Bible, a man, has a wife who's obedient to him, can't they, having this submissive, dominant relationship, can't they be happy?
I have like a question on this. Can I interject here?
Sure.
I have a question. I'm a vegan. So who obeys who?
Like I said, if a man is obedient to his wife, there's nothing wrong with that, is there?
Okay, like my wife is my wife, and I'm like her wife. We're not religious, okay? I don't know whether I'm agnostic or anything like this. I don't even have a spirit animal yet. But like I said, we're lesbians. So
okay.
We both women.
Okay.
So who obeys who?
You both, as the host was saying, I think it was the host, maybe it was a guy, Dan, mutual reciprocation. You obey each other. If it pleases your partner to do something which she wants you to do, then do it, as long as it doesn't compromise your principles and vice versa. So what's the problem?
But I don't think you can refer to a spouse as a partner if you're not treating that person as an equal. I think you fundamentally abdicated the right for that person as a partner.
We take turns treating our partners as equals or as submissive members in a relationship or as people who are dominant members in a relationship, depending upon the circumstance. If my wife wants me to do something for her, and let's say I don't want to do it, but I know that it will please her, and as long as I'm not going to be doing it over and over and over again or compromising my principles, that's called pleasing my partner because she will do the same thing for me. So
why do you have to frame it into the like language of power? Why do you have to turn
you're
it into being obedient?
You're the one who's framing it as power. I'm trying to put it on an equal footing.
But you're saying you doing something nice for your wife is obeying her. That's putting it into the discourse of power. That's not I'm doing this because I love someone.
You girls are saying
first off,
that if you're obedient.
First off, don't refer to us as girls because
first
we're
off,
adults.
To call
it's
women
incredibly
girls is
insulting.
Not insulting except unless you're a neo-feminist.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so you were born female. You were born a girl. If you want me to call you a lady, that's too bad because I don't know you and I don't know if you're a lady. But I do know you were born female, or so I presume.
Well, there's a lot of weird stuff going on here with these females because I just heard one of them say they were lesbian and that's an abomination according to Leviticus. And this whole gay trend is
is a newfangled thing that God is judging. Well, I don't think it's a newfangled thing. I think it's just more in the
news.
Well,
to me, again, I'm an agnostic. To me, lesbians don't bother me. I don't care if they're lesbians.
I have, like, a question for that Stan character. Stan, okay, I'm a lesbian.
Oh, by the way, we have a bunch of new calls coming in. So thank you so much, Joe, for your question. It really was a great, great point.
Okay.
And, there's someone else coming in on the line that started
maybe,
talking here.
Do you want to? You want me to hold on? Because maybe somebody calling in might want to debate me or refute what I've said.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, Joe. Thanks for holding.
All right.
Okay. And what were you saying? Someone got cut off. I wasn't sure who it was there.
It's me, it's Nadia. I have a question for Dan. Okay. He's saying that I'm an abominable. Okay, well, I just have a question. I still have my penis until next June, so I can afford surgery. So doesn't that make me the man, and I can get my woman to obey me till June?
This is getting so perverted. I don't know if I even want to be on this show.
Okay, it's this show is definitely having some firecrackers. What would you say, Brooke, to a woman that wants to escape this whole fundamentalist culture the way you did?
Oh, God. I would say that you should just do it, and it's going to be really hard, and it's going to be try to find people, if you can, that you will support you and help you through that process.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that you have to, you know, listen to what's right for you first and foremost, and not bow to pressure from your church or your family or from what a specific person's interpretation of the Bible is in order to make the decisions for your life.
And how can people find you or your articles you've written about getting out of the whole, I know some of the titles were about, you know, I could have been a dog or wife, the magazines did some of those titles on it, but what's the best way to find what you wrote about that?
The best way to find it is at my website, brookarnold.com.
Okay, great. And by the way, we do have someone calling in. Is this Romy?
No, it's still me.
Oh, is this still Joe? Okay.
Yep.
Just making sure you're still on here, Joe.
I'm here.
Okay.
Why don't you put me back on mute? If I come in, I'll just press number one.
Okay, great. I've gotten a little confusing. I've never had so many calls come in on a show before. I apologize.
That usually happens when I show up. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, so why don't we get a last word from everyone since we're down to like a minute left. Brooke gave her website. It's brookarnold.com, right, Brooke?
Yeah, it is. And I just want to say, this guy, Joe, can talk all that he wants about partnership, but unless you're actually treating your partner as an equal and someone that has the same voice in the relationship as you have, then they're not actually an equal partner, no matter what you want to call it.
Mm. So what's your point?
And how about you, Joe? We got maybe we can get each of you to give about a 20-second thing since we've got about a minute left. How about you, Joe? What would be your closing thought on that?
All right, what she just said was a non sequitur. Of course, if you're going to have an equal relationship, you're going to listen to your partner, and the partner's going to be equal at times, and other times they're going to be either dominant or submissive depending upon the situation. It's an ebb and flow. And if people just get their heads out of their butts, they'll be able to realize that and have a very healthy relationship. Does that make sense to anybody?
it sure does, Joe. And
okay.
And we have a brand new caller that we'll try to squeeze in here. We got about a minute left. 310 area code, first three letters 922. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. This is Romy. How are you?
Oh, hi, Romy. This is a very talented actress here in Los Angeles calling, but I think you're calling from Minnesota, right?
That's correct. I am. And I know
Romy,
you're short on time. Yes.
What would be your thought on this whole issue of women and whether they're supposed to be submissive, obedient to men?
Well, in terms of the conversation, I think that it's vital that we take responsibility for our actions. And as someone who is a Christian, I still consider myself responsible for my actions, and I don't blame what I do on the Bible. I think that that's a poor excuse for human behavior. And I think that if we're inspired by the words of Christ, that love comes first. If not, we are a banging gong. And I think if you do anything without love, whether you can say it's picking or choosing, cherry-picking the Bible, as Joe said, I think it's more that if your spirit is inspired by love, it will totally change your actions and you'll be moved to love. If you have not that, then I don't know what you have.
Very well put, Romy, and we'll have to have you on a show with a little more time. Thank you so much. Rosalind, are you still there? Do you want to? What would be your final comment as we're out of time now?
My final comment is that I am praying for the deliverance of this Dan and this Joe character. Thank you for having me, Richard.
Oh, you're most welcome. And Dan, your final comment? Bow, B-O-W, women are to bow to men, be biblically obedient women, and submit to the man as unto the Lord. Well, I don't know if your wife's going to come back with that attitude, but thanks for coming on, Dan. And let's see. I guess, Brooke, why don't you close us out? What's your final thoughts on all this?
I just can't believe that in the 21st century we're still having this conversation. And I just, to these guys, I just want to say, like, what is it that you want out of a woman or that you want out of a relationship? Is it love and companionship, or is it to make your ego feel good? And I think that it's really important to consider what your real motivations are for these choices, and not using, as I think Romy so greatly pointed out, not using the Bible as an excuse to treat other people poorly.
Well, I think Jimmy Carter has been such a great example of really walking out, you know, treating people in a Christ-like way. What do you think about Jimmy Carter and what he said?
I was really excited that he came out. My church was Southern Baptist, so I was really excited to see someone with such prestige coming out and saying something about the Southern Baptist Church. And I think I said this to a friend earlier today, Jimmy Carter was, like, too good of a person to be a good president. This is just another indication of that.
Too good of a person to be president, well put. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. We've actually went over time. And thank you to Joe, thank you to Brooke, thank you to Romy, Nadia, Rosalind, everybody that called in today. You made it such a lively and great, great show. And thank you to Blog Talk Radio for giving me the grace of a couple extra minutes. And I pray that it's all a blessed, wonderful year for all of you putting your dreams into action. And thank you for tuning in.